de crisis y menos de recesión, de desaceleración.
La prima de riesgo española se disparó hoy en la apertura de mercado hasta los 470 puntos.
Se va a proceder a una revisión del modelo de prestaciones por desempleo, garantizando que estas no generen efectos desincentivadores en la búsqueda de empleo.
Pero, igual que estás percibiendo la energía de la próxima llamada.
No, Vicky, aquí había cosas muy claras y es una pena, porque no soy yo, sino es ella, que no ha querido con él.
¡Desaparecido! ¡Gol del muerto! Había que dilapidarlo, laminarlo, machacarlo, hundirlo y quitarlo.
Yo no sé los demás qué dirán, pero a mí me gustan grandes.
5 centímetros me ha crecido.
Así es, y el grosor, perfecto.
Pero si se suman dos manzanas, pues dan dos manzanas. Y si se suman una manzana y una pera, nunca pueden dar dos manzanas.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place.
Always treat me right.
Bienvenida a Espíritu de Rock and Roll. Te saludan Carmen Navarro, escogiendo canción, y un servidor, Daniel Acirón, tarareándola a gusto. My house.
sea and lightning lit up the evening sky. Smoking just please.
Escuchábamos a The Vagabonds a través de su último LP, What We Are Made Of, un álbum autoeditado grabado en Nashville, Tennessee.
Another break in the chain. Stand up straight, surf that wave. Take any pain with a smile on your face. You got it. You gotta burn yourself for some other's gain. You gotta do yourself your disrespect or disdain. You gotta earn your brand. You gotta play the game. Keep to your head, for every day is the same. It's us alone, a lonesome way, until we're down a better day.
You Gotta es una de las canciones incluidas en Somewhere, Somehow, último LP, de Julián Maeso, editado por Legacy. Freude es lo nuevo de A Contra Blues, canción escogida entre las nuevas composiciones que componen su nuevo disco, Hearts and Guts.
Yeah.
Realmente sorprendidos con Broken Blues, álbum que nos llega de la mano de Off the Hip desde Australia como un hito en la carrera de Evil Twin, el gemelo malvado, haciendo ese interesante blues, ruidoso y emocionante. De su slow dance, damos el salto al feito para danzar. En 1942, en Río de Janeiro, nacía Tim Maia. 35 años después, grababa su único álbum. Lo hacía para el sello Som Libre, sello brasileño especializado en editar bandas sonoras de telenovelas. Es ahora cuando Vinilísimo se encarga de reeditar en glorioso vinilo este LP de Tim Maia, en el que se comprueba cómo la música americana llegaba también a mezclarse con otros géneros.
You only serve you, I only serve me. Is it wrong or right?
Searchers, escuchábamos a Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal. Presentando su último álbum, Running From Love, lo tendremos en Madrid el 15 de marzo, actuando en la Sala Clamores. Con motivo de la publicación del álbum y de su visita española, le hemos preguntado cuáles son las cinco razones, las cinco canciones, por las que merece la pena dedicarse a la música.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Josh Hoyer from Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal. We're going to be doing our first European tour coming up here real soon. Actually leaving tomorrow morning for the airport in Chicago, and we headed y'all's way. I was asked to tell y'all a little bit about five of the songs that influenced me the most and influenced the band the most when it comes to funk, soul, and R&B. And these are the tunes that I thought of that definitely influenced me as a writer, and then also influenced the sound of Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal. We don't try to just, basically regurgitate what's already been done, but we definitely have tried to learn from the greats and incorporate it into our songwriting. And, it's a great thing to be part of the lineage of American funk, soul, and R&B. So I'm going to go through this list, and looking forward to meeting you all and just being an ambassador of the United States to these great countries we'll be visiting in Europe, including Spain and so many others. So we look forward to seeing y'all soon. I'm going to start out with this list with the Godfather of Soul, James Brown. I got turned on to James Brown when I was 19. I listened to a lot of pop music when I was younger, and some hip hop and things like that when I was younger, going up through school. But after got out of high school, got turned on to more vintage and classic R&B and soul and funk music. And James Brown was definitely someone who blew the door wide open for me. And the tune that I selected here is Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. And I selected Papa's Got a Brand New Bag because of the it showcases how important each player is to funk music. Within this song, there's so many polyrhythms going on. There's a lot of different feels. The bass player is doing something a little bit different than the drummer. The guitar player's got a line that's different than the bass player, and the horns are playing a different line than everybody else as well. And so once you layer those up, you've got something that is extremely funky, but if it was just standing on its own, it might not work. It might not make sense. But the thing that it stands out for me in this idea is that in a good band, or at least a good funk or soul band, nobody really overplays. Your job is to play your part and to create the song as a whole together. And so without that unity, without that, you know, laying in the groove, each individual player doing something a little different, the funk doesn't happen. And I think that Papa's Got a Brand New Bag is a prime example of just how funky a song can be. If everybody just lays in that groove and it's a little bit different than the other players, but it all works together. So I think if you listen to that, you're going to hear what I'm saying. And we try to incorporate that idea into a lot of the songs that we've written. Our goal is not to just regurgitate, you know, what's already been done, but we're proud to be a part of the lineage of American funk, soul, and R&B music.
Thank you.
second tune I chose is I'd Rather Go Blind by Etta James. And Etta James has been one of my favorite vocalists, if not my favorite vocalist of all time, just because of how raw and honest and heart-wrenching every song can be. She definitely puts her whole soul and her whole experience in life into her singing. And that's something that's really important to me. And I think that's what sets apart so many performers that I think have achieved greatness in the soul music genre, is because either you're going to put your whole self into it and be completely honest about what you're singing, or you're not. And if you're not doing that, if you're not giving your whole self during a performance, the audience can tell, the listener can tell, and you just can't fake soul music. It's got to come from a place that's supremely honest and tied to your life experience. So I'd Rather Go Blind, I think it's just one of many, but that song in particular for me, she just really, I don't know, man, she lives the song, you know. And when you listen to that song, if it doesn't touch you, I don't know, you might want to check your pulse, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, as a singer, I definitely look up to Etta James as someone who is a force and a guiding light as far as what soul music is all about. Song I chose is called No Time for Dreaming, and it's by Charles Bradley and his extraordinaires. This song in particular, it's relatively new, came out here 3 years ago, I believe. And Charles Bradley is one of my favorite artists that's on the scene right now. When you speak about emotion and speak about connecting to the song, he's, you know, just as good as anybody on my top tier of artists. And this song in particular is about, you know, there isn't time to just sit back and dream. The time is now to make your dreams a reality. And Charles Bradley waited a long time. I mean, his personal story, he waited a long time before he had the opportunity to share his music and his passion for music with a larger audience. And so he's on a mission, and you can tell that. This song, when I heard it the first time, it inspired me to fight harder, work harder, believe more in myself, believe more in my band, and just really focus in on what it is that we're trying to accomplish. Charles, you know, at 70-some years old, is finally able to do what he loves to do. And I hope and pray for him to get better from his illness, stomach cancer, and continue to share his love of music and spread love throughout the world through music. So listen to this song, and that's where I'm coming from on this one.
No time for
see here. The fourth tune I selected is Move On Up by Curtis Mayfield. This song in particular, I'm in love with bass lines. I think that they are probably the most important thing other than the rhythm in funk and soul music. The bass carries most songs, and it makes that each individual tune kind of sets it apart by what the bass groove is doing. So within this tune, Move On Up, if you know, the first time you hear that, you're like, I'll recognize that song forever now. It's so unique and so important to the tune is the bass line in Move On Up. And then also the message of this song, you know, a lot of the music that Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal has written and I've written for the band is, it's a social commentary, it's political music, it's meant to encourage and inspire and empower people. And I believe that Move On Up is, you know, it's a classic song from the 70s, but I believe that, you know, the message can be obviously make a lot of sense for people today in situations where they may be oppressed, they may have struggles that they're dealing with personally or economically or spiritually. And this tune, you know, I mean, it's an anthem for people that that know life can be better. And it sure has empowered me many times. You put that in and you start to believe that you can do the things that are, you know, when you have obstacles in your way, you can believe you can overcome those obstacles. And you can just keep shooting for the goal that seems unattainable. That kind of music is what I believe soul and funk music is all about. So, yeah, I had to put Move On Up on the list for sure.
Hush not, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complication. Take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey, rumors people say, but you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it.
let's see here. The last tune I wrote down is kind of along the same lines, only from a different artist. The last tune I selected is Underdog by Sly and the Family Stone. This tune has that same kind of message, you know, that same anthem of the oppressed, of people who are struggling to overcome obstacles and, you know, having to fight for every inch of joy that they can get. And I think that, you know, Sly Stone, he's finally getting some comeuppance and got some respect here at the Grammys recently. And his band, being out of San Francisco, incorporating some of the psychedelic elements of American music into funk and soul, was pretty huge. We definitely have a little bit of rock edge in us, and I think you can hear some of the Sly Stone influence, some of that psychedelic rock in there, like they had. This tune also, when you listen to it, for me personally, when I turn it up real loud, it makes me kind of dance like I'm a boxer. And that, you know, a lot of this kind of music makes me do that. You just kind of get up off your seat and you stand up and you start, hey, I'm shadow boxing, I'm throwing fists, I'm working out like I'm Rocky Balboa or whatever, you know. It's that kind of song that just, oh man, it gets you going. You put this on in the morning, and I guarantee you, whatever it is that you want to conquer that day, this music will help you conquer anything that you want to conquer, and give you that right inspiration. You know, in the end, soul and funk music is a music that's created by African-American culture. And me, as a Caucasian dude out of Nebraska, people often wonder why it is that I relate to it, or why I feel, you know, what I feel when it comes to playing music. This is what I want to do. This is the music I want to play. And they're perplexed why a white dude from Nebraska is interested in playing soul and funk music. But this music just speaks to me. There is a need for real music that touches on honest songwriting, that touches on the voice of the common people, and I believe, you know, that we are all in it together. And you know, obviously I'm sensitive to race, and it's something that I respect as far as this is black music, and it's my honor to put my spin on it. It's what my heart desires when I want to sit down at the piano and play music. Is I want to play this kind of music. And I think that it's meant to be something that touches many races, many creeds, many belief systems. But the common lying that connects everything on everybody is the idea that this is the common person's music. This is the working class music. This is music for people that want to improve their life. This is music for people that want to work together, that want to show that love rules over greed, that love rules over hatred and misunderstanding of differences. So for me, this music is all about connecting individuals through music over our differences of you know, race, religion, background, creed. We're all more similar than we know. And it's our honor to come over there to Europe and play our brand of soul, funk, and R&B. And we look forward to seeing y'all soon. And be ready to have some fun, be ready to dance, and be ready to feel the power of music, because that's why we're coming all that way. We believe in it, and we hope you do too. We'll see you soon.
Hey, then! I know how it feels to expect to get a fair shape, but they won't. forget that you're the underdog and you got to be twice as good.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if you never write, they get uptight when you get too bright, cause you might start thinking too much. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I know how it feels when you know the real, but every other time, you get a raw deal. You might be moving up too fast. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
If you ever love somebody of a different set, I bet the set didn't last you forget. And it just don't go like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know how it feels for people to stop, turn around and stare, signify limpid, and low rate, low rate me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't mind. I'm the
Ahí quedan las cinco razones, las cinco canciones por las que merece la pena dedicarse a la música, según Josh Hoyer. Repasamos, han sonado el Papa's Got a Brand New Bag de James Brown, el I'd Rather Go Blind de Etta James, también Charles Bradley con su No Time for Dreaming, Curtis Mayfield con su Move On Up y finalmente salía por tus altavoces Underdog de Sly and the Family Stone. Cinco canciones, cinco razones por las que a Josh Hoyer le merece la pena dedicarse a la música. Lo veremos junto a su Soul Colossal en directo el 15 de marzo en Clamores. Así que con su último disco nos despedimos mandándote un beso y haciendo sonar Parts of a Man.
Say without your love, I would just be parts of a man. to speak, pause of a man. Oh, I was just feeling in the dark, yeah. There's love for you. Well, they told me you're ready for.
Together.